time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Cuckaroo.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Cuckaroo, team of Nick and Nick back at it. August show. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. That's why we get interesting interviews, because we have nothing to say. And speaking of that, we're going to have one after this break. It's going to be Jake McElroy, our friend from North Andover, who was all over the news when he was in high school. 4,000 yards, Eagle Tribune All-Decade Team for football, you know, three-time All-MVC selection. For football, I mean, basketball, he was a Herald All-Scholastic, Lowball Scholastic, Eagle Tribune Super Team as a junior and senior. And we're not even talking to him about basketball and football. We're talking about baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he's a three-time All-Merrimack Valley All-Conference. I mean, Merrimack Valley All-Conference. Team defensive MVP as a junior, offensive MVP as a senior. I mean, you know, man, he was under those the coach Todd Doolin days where they went to the Super 8 as the 8th seed and shocked everyone and ran through it and beat the prep in the final. Unbelievable.
For sure.
Can't have a better high school career than that. He's continued on with Holy Cross and North Shore Navigators, and there's a big piece of trivia for him. He's in the record books for the North Shore Navigators, and we will talk all about that coming up next. But I think that's it for now. What do you think? We'll go to the Jake interview.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Back at it, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, our one and only guest, pride of North Andover, Jake McElroy. What's going on, Jake?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
So North Andover through and through, born and raised?
Born and raised.
Sweet. And that's not why we have you. It's part of the reason, because you're in the Merrimack Valley. But the big reason is that the Navs have announced that you're like the GOAT of the Navs for games played. Now, that's awesome. So this year you got your, I think it was like your 131st game in, and that puts you over the top for being number one. I mean, you know, that's quite the honor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I wish it was like hits or something. That would be a little more cool.
Stolen bases.
I'll take games played, durability.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jake, catch us up on the Navs. How's the summer been going over there?
The summer's good. We had a slight six-game losing streak in the beginning that set us back, but then in the middle of the summer, we started to play some good ball, and then worked our way back to 500, and then at the end, we fell apart and missed the playoffs. But we had a real talented team. It was a fun group. Everyone got really close, and everyone was able to build some good relationships. It was a good summer.
Nice. And, you know, so being the all-time leader now, is that four, this was season number four for you?
Yeah.
For them? You know, it's amazing. So is the typical journey less than that? You know, the Navs just like shake up their lineup every year kind of thing. Guys don't go back because they're going to another league. Like, what's the common path for like a Navs player? And is a four-year player pretty rare?
I think it's definitely rare because now you can't even do that because they switch leagues to the NACBL and they don't allow incoming freshmen. So I don't think there will be another 4-year vet.
But, you got it locked down.
I got it locked down. So that's good. But every year is definitely different. You know, they bring in like mainly new groups of guys. I maybe played with 3 or 4 that stuck around for 3 of the years. I was not with anybody that was with me for 4 years, but yeah, some kids, you know, don't want to come back. Some kids are like fortunate enough to go to the Cape the next year. And, so you kind of get a lot of turnover and, new kids from all over the country every year. It really is a great experience meeting all the new people. Definitely grateful for that.
That's what I was going to ask. All over the country, you answered my question now. So what's that experience like with, you know, players coming in on all these different teams, all these, you know, probably different divisions and conferences as well coming together?
Yeah, it's great. It's you know, you could see that we got like Division III kids, and then you got kids coming from Tennessee, like going to Tennessee, Ohio State, like big time programs. And it's like pretty cool to see everyone mesh together and, you know, talk about their different experiences and like everyone kind of cool because everyone kind of helps each other out, you know, they like what works for them and it's cool to learn from everyone.
Yeah, different perspectives, different approaches, and you know, just that experience being on a Nav, it's like it's almost like being on a minor league team. They go all out, they have you know, mascots and kids nights and fans coming onto the field. And you know, I'm pretty sure you've given an autograph or two for the youngins around the Lynn area, North Shore area. So what's that experience like kind of being on a team like that?
It's definitely cool. It makes it for a fun summer. Like having fans around, you'll see some of the same fans, rooting you guys on. That's pretty cool. And then also, you know, the day-to-day rigor, like you play every day, you're showing up every day, 3 hours before for BP and whatnot. So it's really a pro schedule, the travel and everything. So it's a cool experience going around all over New England. And some of the parks around New England are pretty cool, and they take it even more seriously than that because, you know, if you go up to Montpelier, Vermont, and really that's the only thing going on up there. So their stadium's like almost full every night they play. So it's pretty cool. Good experience.
Nice. What are some of the other interesting, you know, parks, cities that you've been to with the Navs?
Newport's definitely a really cool one. They always are packed, and it's in a great spot right by the beach. And then Sanford, Maine is a really, really cool park. They make homemade strawberry cheesecakes, and I know my dad loves those. So, and he says they're phenomenal. And then, going to Martha's Vineyard's pretty cool for the first time, but then when you're getting back late at like 3 a.m., it's not too fun. But the first time's definitely cool, taking the ferry, and then they have you take a, because it's too late for the ferries after the game ends, so they put you on a fishing charter. So you're on a small little boat with 30 guys. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, bring us up to speed on the, you know, your Holy Cross career. Some of the highlights there. Was it 3 seasons in now?
Yeah, 3 seasons in.
Yeah, yeah. So number 4 coming up, and you know, obviously competitive baseball there, highest level, great conference. So, you know, talk about that experience.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been fortunate enough to play like almost every day since I've been there, and except for the first half of my freshman year. So I'm super grateful for that. I played a lot of games. Going to having, like you said, like it's great conference, going to Army and going to Navy is like a super cool experience. The campuses are unbelievable. Like Army, you could be in the middle of a middle of a game, and at 5 o'clock every day on their campus, they shoot off a cannon, and the whole place stops, and like they all like salute the flag for like 20 seconds, I think. And it could be in the middle of a play. Hopefully the umps time it up right, but it could be in the middle of a play and the cannon shuts off and they're still. So it's definitely a cool experience. I've been fortunate to travel like all around the country to play New Mexico, played at the Houston Astros AAA field against Purdue this year or last year. I believe we're going to Hawaii this year. So
nice.
It's super cool to get those experiences.
Absolutely. Jake, I'm sure fall ball starting up soon, catches up to speed with what you're doing currently. Not a lot of time for you to rest in between seasons.
No. So Navigators ended last Thursday. I took about a week and a half off. I actually got going again this morning, hitting and working out and lifting. So definitely want to take the working out up a notch. This is my last year trying to go out with a bang. So fall ball will start. I think we'll really get into it around like September 13th. The first couple of weeks are normally just like one-on-one instruct with the coach, and then we start going full force around the 14th for 6 weeks. So fall ball is definitely a tiring time, but it's a good stretch of working out hard with the teammates.
Jake McElroy is here. He's of North Andover and North Shore Navigators fame. You gotta go with the GOAT for the Navigators, you know, for longevity for sure. But even skipping back a few years, North Andover, I mean, that was a wild ride, you know. Now, do I have it correct that you were part of a Super Bowl team and a Super 8 winning baseball team?
Yeah, that's correct.
Was it the same season?
No. Yeah. Senior year. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You finished you start in the fall senior year with a Super Bowl, and then you're quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
4,000 plus yards, Eagle Tribune All-Decade team. I love when the college websites have updated bios. This is where I'm getting it all from, Jake. and they're correct. And then what did you do anything in the winter?
Yeah, I played basketball. We should have won it then too, but I think we lost in the North final that year.
Wow. Okay. So great run for basketball. And then you go to baseball. And I believe, if I remember, Nick, weren't you guys the 8th seed in that tournament out of 8 teams?
Yeah.
God, you pulled it off.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Who'd you beat in the finals? Prep
or St. John's Prep.
Yeah. Tell me about that, because you know everyone around here knows whenever you beat the Catholic team or the private team, like the Prep or Central, it's just a great day. So that must have been just to finish out your high school athletic career like that, insane.
Yeah, that was great. So I agree. It was always great to beat those teams. Like you guys still with me?
Yep, we're here.
Okay. You hear me okay? It blocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always great to beat those teams like St. John's Prep and Central Catholic. It definitely adds for some extra adrenaline amongst the whole team.
Absolutely. Take us to the Super Bowl, too. I want to hear about that one as well.
Yeah, that was a blast. We had an unbelievable team. I don't think the defense let up a point in the playoffs, or maybe one touchdown. And then the Super Bowl was super cool. You know, obviously being in the Gillette, tons of people there, and for us to pull out the win, that was huge. Wish we did it more easily. It was only 6-0, but
wow.
Who'd you guys play?
King Philip.
Okay. Yeah, they're always there.
Yeah, they had a great defense, and that was really cool playing in Gillette and being able to win there. That was awesome.
Did you play defense as well?
No.
Okay.
Quarterback. Sometimes I'd play defense on Thanksgiving, but on my junior year I did, but not.
0 points in the Super Bowl. So obviously your defense was great too.
Yeah, our defense was great. Great. They ran the ball every play, 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Like the Patriots against the Bills a couple of years ago. The only way they could beat them when it's blowing a mile.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Well, Jake McElroy, you know, final question here is just about, you know, academics and everything. What's the focus there, and, you know, Holy Cross wise, and what's going to what's going to be the ultimate job for you, unless someone doesn't pick you up, you know, in the baseball field.
I'm an econ major, so I finished that out this year. The Holy Cross academics experience has been great. I've definitely, you can't really hide. There's only like 15 kids in your class, and the professors are on you. So I definitely grew big time as a student in my time there. So I'm super grateful for that. And right now I really don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to do something with sports, or, you know, get into the business world. I haven't really trying to pan that out, you know, in the next 6 months and figure it out.
Both. You can do both. Sports, yeah. And business.
Yeah.
Somehow. Well, Jake McElroy, North Andover, Holy Cross, North Shore Navigators. Congratulations on everything so far to date. But there's a lot of work left for you to do. Big senior year coming up at Holy Cross. So we'll be watching you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Jake McElroy's in the books. Up next, our Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Merrimack Valley Notes. No, they're not really notes, Nick. They're like, you know, talking points. Exactly. All right. We'll be right back with something. How's that?
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk team of Nick and Nick back at it for one final segment. This is where we go around the valley and get our top moment of the week. What do you got, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going, the theme, North Andover this week. I'm sticking in North Andover. Callie Diaz, 16-year-old golfer, had a big week last week. She won the Massachusetts Girls Junior Amateur Championship at Braintree Municipal Golf Course. She went 80 in the first round, 82 in the second round. Got her into a playoff, and she picked up the win in the playoff over Walpole's Tori Adams. One sudden death hole, and she took it. And that came a few days after she won the North Andover Country Club Championship as well. So she's going to be competing for North Andover this golf season. So it looks like a golfer to watch out for.
All right, Nick, and we are going over to Andover for the very popular in the Merrimack Valley Hammer Throw event in track. And this time it's coming courtesy of Jake Dalton of Andover, who's a Dartmouth College thrower. He already, you know, he's an Andover High grad. He owns a pair of Massachusetts state records. I'm quoting the Eagle Tribune here, by the way. The Massachusetts all-time record in the 12-pound high school hammer, he owns that record. He also owns the Massachusetts record for the 16-pound international hammer, and he just totally is tearing it up in college as well. This past spring, he broke a 32-year-old Dartmouth College all-time record in the hammer throw with a 214-6. He'll be transferring to Ole Miss. He's got another year of eligibility due to his time lost to the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're interviewing so many athletes, it turns out, in that situation, right, Nick? When the other show,
it's turned out to be a huge asset for college college athletes. You know, what started off as a really tough, unfortunate, you know, even unfair situation is now kind of given a lot of athletes some really, really strong opportunities to better themselves. So not just, you know, sports, using sports to get an extra degree, hats off to all of them.
And what's really cool is his father, Bob Dalton, threw the hammer at UMass Amherst. So runs in the family, good lineage, good roots, good stuff all around. All right, Nick, thanks for your top moment. That's my top moment. And we'll call it a show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here every week on msonewsports.com. We'll talk to you next week.